Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He inspires small business.
We can teach these barbarians a lesson in Western methods and efficiency that will put them to shame.
He tells it like it is.
I realize how difficult it's going to be in this godforsaken place where you can't find what you need. And there's the challenge.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
With all due respect, sir, I believe this is going to be our finest hour.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging around with me today. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I'm glad you're here. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. If you've been listening already, we consider that a sign of high intelligence, and you're going to get smarter because our good friend Gene Siciliano is with us. Gene is the author of Finance for Non-Financial Managers, which is an outstanding book for small business owners. He's a certified public accountant and an expert in the area of financial management of your business, and he's here to talk to us about some really important things that you and I need to think about before the end of the year. Gene, welcome back to the show.
Thanks very much, Jim. Good to be back.
It's good to have you back. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, indeed.
Let's have a good one in 07. What do you think?
I think 07 is going to be a much better year than everybody thinks, and it could be an outstanding year.
That's my prediction, too, Gene. I'm doing my predictions for 07, and I'm predicting a lot better. I'm going to be saying that reports of the death of the U.S. economy are greatly exaggerated.
Amen. I believe that.
One other quick thing, though, folks, and Gene, I hope you don't mind me saying this, but I know you buried your father recently, Gene Siciliano Sr.
That's true.
At the age of 93.
That's true. December 16th.
I want to dedicate the rest of this show to his memory, to celebrating his life.
Jim, thank you very much.
Well, we honor those who paid for us around here. And I heard Maya Angelou one time. If you ever heard her speak, it's worth the trip. It's a great poet and writer, one of America's treasures. And I heard her speak one time in person, and she talked about those who paid for us. She said those who went before us, our parents and grandparents and great-grandparents and on back, she said they paid for us. They think of the things that they went through, the times that they lived through, and yet they not only persevered, but they somehow managed to get us into adulthood. And she said, they paid for us. And whoever you are, whatever you've done, you owe it to them. And I agree with her. And so
a powerful lady.
Very powerful. And so we dedicate the rest of this show to celebrating the life of Gene Siciliano Sr. And we know he's in a better place.
He is indeed.
Okay, let's talk about some. You got some ideas for how to give us some quick tips for as we wrap up the year.
That's right. Well, this is really tax savings, and it's really based on the two golden. You know, there are two golden rules for paying taxes: paying less is better than paying more, and paying later is better than paying sooner.
Exactly, and I always like to remind people that as Justice Brandeis once pointed out in a great essay that he wrote. Tax avoidance is completely legal. Tax evasion is not.
That's the truth. So this is about tax avoidance, or at the very least, putting it off a long time.
Tax delayance, right?
That's right.
So we got tax avoidance and delayance. Go ahead.
Four ideas, 3 days. These are things that need to happen pretty quickly, but the savings in these 3 days can be really phenomenal. Here's a good one. There is a tax rule that says if you buy equipment up to a certain amount, and the amount is like $130,000, you can write it off for tax purposes in the year that you put it into operation.
Section 179.
That's right. So you buy a truck. Let's say you need a new truck or something that you can buy instantly, put on your lot, and it's instantly operational. You write it off now for tax purposes.
It's got to be over a certain weight, right? Over 6,000 pounds?
Whatever. No, it can be any kind of equipment.
Yeah, right.
Any kind of equipment you can write off. For example, computers. The problem is computers, you can't necessarily put them in place in the next 48 hours.
If you get it delivered and put it in service by the end of the year, you can.
You bet. That's true.
Right.
That's true. So here's the nice thing about this. You write them off for tax purposes instead of depreciating them over 4, 5, 6 years. But on the books that you show the bank, your financial statements, your corporate books, you depreciate them and you capitalize them. So it doesn't lower your balance sheet. You don't have a big expense to explain to your banker. But you've saved a $40,000 truck for a 40% taxpayer, saves $16,000 in taxes instantly.
Absolutely. And now, by the way, in I was just looking it up. I think I'm trying to decide what the what is the 06 rate for that. What is it? Is 108,000 in this year?
I'm not sure, Jim. I thought it was somewhere closer to 130,000.
Let me see if I can find that here. Go ahead, and it's so, 108. Let's see. It's 108,000. 108 for 2006.
There you go. That can be three or four pretty good sized truck doors.
And that includes software now. You can actually. There was a time when you couldn't write up software, but I think that includes software now.
So there's an idea that people shouldn't let go of.
Absolutely.
The stuff they're going to buy next year.
Hold on to that, Gene. I want to come back and I want to talk just a little bit more about Section 179. And then we're going to move on to some other important tax tips for you to do before the end of the year. It's 20 till. Stay with us. We'll be right back with Gene Siciliano.
Stranded again, so off I'd ran. A young world crashing around me. No possibility of getting what I need. He looked at me and smiled. Said, no, 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 no.
Ann Wilson, ladies and gentlemen. Lead singer for Heart. Welcome back. It's 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and having a great visit with our good friend Gene Siciliano. Gene, give us your website, please.
Website is www.cfoforrent.com. cfoforrent.com.
And they can find your book there, can't they?
You bet they can.
And that is
on Barnes & Noble or Amazon or lots of other places.
Finance for the Non-Financial Manager. I like that, for non-financial managers. And so check that out when you get a chance. Gene Siciliano, that's Siciliano. All I's, ladies and gentlemen, no E's. Gene Siciliano. And that's Gene with the G. Gene, we're talking about Section 179. It's 108 direct expensing. That's the term I like to use, direct expensing. That means you don't have to depreciate it for tax purposes. You get to charge the whole thing off. And in 07, it goes to 112. And for vehicles, you can write off vehicles, but I believe they have to be over 6,000 pounds, and I'm pretty sure it can't be like an automobile, like a Mercedes-Benz or a it's got to be a utility type of vehicle, something that's used like almost like a piece of equipment, basically. I think that's the deal. But folks, this is, you know, one of the cool things about 179, Gene, and I'm glad you brought that up, is that if you're profitable and you finance that, you actually can have a cash positive transaction, can't you?
True. Absolutely true.
That's how that works.
You don't have to pay for it now. You just have to put it in use, put it in operation.
Yeah, let's say you buy something for $30,000 and you're in the 25% bracket, well, that's $7,500 of tax savings that you'll have this year. And if you finance it over 3 years, you won't have to pay out $7,500. So it could be a cash positive situation right away. All right, Gene, what else?
You were talking last segment about getting the dust out of your accounts receivable.
December cleaning, yeah.
And out of your inventory. Well, there's a tax advantage to that as well. If you take them out of your balance sheet, accounts receivable that are old and may not be collected, inventory that is old and may not be resold, if you leave them in your balance sheet, write them off in the next few days, you don't have to pay taxes on it. Again, paying later is better than paying sooner.
And how the taxes manifest is when you write something off, it comes off your profits.
That's right.
And so if you have less profits, you have less taxes. Now, you might be saying, but I don't want less profits. I want more profits. Well, that's fine, but you want more profits on things that are productive, not dead stuff.
And, you know, you mentioned talking to your banker. And I have never met a banker that if I didn't sit down and tell him, listen, I have these things that are maybe going to, I think I'm going to collect them, but I might not.
And I don't know when.
I had a tax advantage of assuming the negative, even though I think I'm going to be pretty good about it. They understand that. What bankers don't like is surprises. They don't They don't mind if you're doing a good job of managing your balance sheet.
If you're not capable of cleaning your balance sheet, they see that as a sign of poor management, don't they?
And when you can say, I saved $5,000, $10,000, $15,000, $20,000 in income taxes this year by doing this, they wake up and say, smart man.
Bankers can handle bad news, and lower profits is not good news. They can handle that kind of news. What they can handle is if you aren't capable of giving them the news.
Yes, that's true.
Because they know, as you said earlier, Gene, they know you're going to surprise them one day, and they're not going to like that.
That's right.
Bankers will tell you surprises are for birthdays, not for business.
Amen.
Yeah. All right. What else?
Last thing.
You talked about inventory and receivables.
Yes.
Right. We got both of those. The inventory is now that's a touchy one because we've got inventory it just breaks our heart to think that we might have to sell it below cost. But even if it's a dollar, you know, a dime on the dollar, that's cash we can convert to buying something that's useful, isn't it?
Yes, absolutely right.
Now those receivables are not cash. That's you know, going to write those off 100%. But inventory might be able to get something for it.
And the interesting thing about this is you're saving when you talk about writing off accounts receivable, you're getting a deduction not just for the profit that you're going to lose, but for the whole account receivable. So the tax benefit is very substantial.
Right.
And inventory, inventory is the most is the weakest part of your balance sheet. It's the thing that over time only bad things happen to it.
Right.
So we need to just own that and recognize that we shouldn't be paying Uncle Sam for decisions that we're postponing. And that's really what it's about. When you postpone recognizing those challenges in your inventory, you're paying Uncle Sam for the privilege of making that decision later. That's not a good idea.
Well, and the other thing is you're when you don't write off inventory, when you don't get rid of bad inventory and take a loss on it, what you're basically saying is I'm so arrogant, I'm so all knowing that I would never make a mistake, and that's the reason why I don't have to write off any inventory, because I would never make a buying mistake. You know, I would never buy too much or buy the wrong stuff. Well, you know what, folks? That's baloney. We all do that. So admit you're human. Admit you're not perfect, and write this stuff off.
And even if you have a guy who just happens to be a business owner who happens to be perfect, the world changes out there.
That's right.
New things are developed that might make what you sell less desirable.
That's it, Gene. I'm so glad you were here. Now I understand what's been wrong with me. I'm still perfect. The world is not perfect. Thank you, Gene. I feel so much better now.
Tintel,
stand by. Gene Siciliano, we'll have some more tips for us right after these messages. Stay with us. Mr. Perfect, I'll be right back. Welcome back. It's 7 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. I encourage you to go there and find Gene Siciliano's place in our website. You can find him this week on the schedule page. You can also find him on the blog, and you can find him, of course, in the listing of the Brain Trust members. And go back and listen to some of the archives of past interviews that we've done with Gene. You'll get an education on how to manage your business financially better. And Gene, for the times and the information that you've spent with us, that you've given us over the years, we thank you for that.
It's a delight to be a part of the program.
Give us your website again, please.
www.cforrent.com.
And Finance for Non-Financial Managers is the title of the book, which is available at his website and wherever books are sold. Okay, Gene, more year-end tips. What you got?
One last tip that you can handle in the next 3 days that are left in the year. And this one is about doing good and getting some benefit for it as well. It's a gift to your favorite charity.
Mm-hmm.
So if you give a gift to charity, you do some good things, and you can do it in your business. If you get visibility credit, you get some kind of visibility that can be a business purpose. Take credit for it as a business donation, and maybe that truck that you're going to trade in on that new truck that you're buying, give it to charity, and you get a deduction for it, and you do some good for a very good cause. And I think that's really the right way to end the year and start the new one.
You know, Gene, I was talking earlier in the hour when I was doing my own little physical cleanup suggestions about the technology graveyard that most of us have in our offices. Do you have a technology graveyard? Do you have a place in a room somewhere where there are old printers or old CRT monitors or maybe an old computer or two? You have anything like that?
Oh, yes. I even have a box full of the cables.
Oh, yes. Well, we have many boxes of those things. But we've all got our graveyards. And the thing is, there are people out there who would love to have some of those things. If they work, find somebody that can use them and give it to them. If they don't work, see if you can't hire somebody to fix them and then get them back into condition and give it to somebody. Or I'll tell you something else, Gene. As I said earlier in the hour, there are people out there who will come and get your stuff, broken and all, and they literally take the parts and put them wherever they can go to make other parts, other machines run. And then they donate them to churches and to schools and things like that. People, organizations who need those things.
Great idea. Have you publicized any of those sites?
No. These are just local people. It ought to be somebody. You know, ask around. Ask the technology folks that you know. Call the local technology companies that you know that are in the Yellow Pages, and just ask them if anybody's salvaging old technology and what are they doing with it and. Sometimes they'll give you money for the stuff, but sometimes it's just enough for me just to get it out of my hair, and especially if I think they're doing good with it. I think that's something really good to do. You know, Gene, there's another thing that we did this year that I wanted to mention and to recommend to people. A year ago, I started adding up. I never had done this before. I added up all the money we spent on Christmas cards, holiday cards, and presents to send to customers and friends for, you know, sending them fruits and nuts and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
It was a lot of money. And I said, you know what? I know these people. They don't need any more fruit and nuts. And so we added it all up and we said, you know what? We're going to do something differently. And last year and this year, we sent everybody a letter that said, in your honor, we're donating to these two charities the money we would have spent on fruit and nuts.
Beautiful. I've done that for 3 years now.
And haven't you? Hasn't it been interesting how people respond to that?
They say thank you. They're delighted that they didn't get this useless gift.
And people who never said thank you for the fruit are writing notes and saying, "What a great idea! Thank you for this." So you get the tax benefits. You get the benefit of doing something good for somebody, and you get a lot of goodwill with your friends.
That is a win-win for sure.
That's the hat trick, isn't it, Gene?
Absolutely.
When you get all three of those,
and you feel really good going out of the end of the year.
Absolutely. I'll tell you something else, Gene. I'd like to encourage people to do in the next day or two. If you don't have a local group that you contribute money to, call a local church or synagogue or a local organization like that and ask them if they have families who need help. They'll be able to help you with that, won't they?
Or just look at the things that have happened to your own family. And that will give you clues as to an organization you may want to support that you could really have an affinity for.
Well done. Well said about that, Gene. Hey, Gene, thanks for being here. Happy New Year, sir.
Happy New Year to you, my friend.
We'll see you next time. Let's have a good 2007 together.
Take care.
Quick break. No, actually, I got to go. This is it for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.